The UK has fallen to communist China. Maybe that opium war thing came back to bite them. Welcome to China Uncensored, I'm Chris Chappell. Real quick, before I begin, let's check in with some of the people YouTube has secretly unsubscribed this week. Victor says, oh my gosh, I just subscribed for the third time. Ivan says, cool channel, but it keeps disappearing for me. Does it get banned a lot or something? I keep resubscribing. And Kyle says, been a 4-year subscriber to China Uncensored, and the last 2-ish years, even though I'm fully subbed up, I haven't gotten one notification ever. Ha 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 ha. Thanks, YouTube. So be sure to subscribe and check back often for new episodes. And leave a honeypot emoji in the comments below to show YouTube we know why their fingers are so sticky. Now on with the show. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, everybody. He's mired in scandal. But since this is China Uncensored, I won't talk about the 30 people a day being arrested for mean tweets or the grooming gangs. I won't even mention them. Nope, not even once. Instead, I'll focus on the Chinese Communist Party's increasing sway over London. This week, the British government released documents written by the Deputy National Security Advisor, which revealed that the CCP conducted large-scale espionage operations against the UK that threatened the British economy and national security, despite London trying to pursue a positive relationship with China. At this point, the UK trying to pursue positive relations with China is like the story of the old man nursing a snake back to health and being surprised it bit him. You stupid old country, they're a snake. This whole large-scale espionage thing comes just on the heel of the sudden collapse of a spy case against China. In April last year, Christopher Cash, a parliamentary researcher, and China-based teacher Christopher Barry were accused of gathering and passing sensitive information about the UK to China between December 2021 and February 2023. Information even more sensitive than Xi Jinping hearing someone say he slightly resembles a cartoon bear. Naturally, both of the accused have denied the charges and claimed they merely discussed Chinese and British politics and helped Chinese businessmen wanting to trade with the UK. Which is like saying, I didn't stab him, I just showed him my knife by putting it into his eye socket. But Christopher Barry was even said to have met with a very senior CCP official in the city of Hangzhou. Yeah, something smells fishy here. Though with it being Britain, I guess it smells fishy and chippy. This Chinese official wasn't named in the reports, but the documents released this week did mention that the official became Beijing's party secretary in 2017 and then in 2022 became part of the Politburo Standing Committee. Which is like saying, we can't name this citizen, but they did go on to become America's first black president. Obviously, you know, I'm talking about Bill Clinton. So this could only be Tai Chi, one of Xi Jinping's closest associates, who also met Prince Andrew 3 times, that we know of, the most perverted prince since this one. In any case, the 2 men were set to go to court, but the case collapsed just weeks before the trial began. Turns out that in order to prosecute these alleged spies, the government had to put a witness forward that declares China a national security threat. But the witness was withdrawn and China was not declared a national security threat, which I'm sure has nothing whatsoever to do with the UK trying to get a better trade relationship with the CCP. One report in the Telegraph even accuses the Labour government of secretly sabotaging the China spy trial. The chief of MI5 also said he's frustrated over the case's collapse, while warning that China is a danger to Britain, and that just this past week he was acting against a CCP threat. But wait, I thought China wasn't a national security threat. Clearly, someone's lost the plot. And according to Washington, it's not MI5. John Molinar, who heads the House Committee on the CCP, said, as a target of CCP espionage, it is my hope that the UK government will not allow this case to falter and will take the steps necessary to ensure a clear message is sent and proper justice is served. At the very least, put out an official statement saying, poor form, old chap. The White House is even warning the UK that they might not share intelligence with the UK for fear of Chinese influence. I think Trump, in particular, does not like Keir Starmer. But as the late, great Billy Mays said, but wait, there's more. You know, he never actually said that? Mandela effect is wild. Remember the so-called mega embassy that China wants to build in London at the site of the old Royal Mint Court? Which conveniently is located near fiber optic cables critical for communications and sensitive financial data. Oops, did I say conveniently? I meant deliberately. Well, get this. The plans for the embassy were heavily redacted, which hid the fact that it included plans for two suites of basement rooms and a tunnel dubbed the Spy Dungeons. There's that fishy chippy smell again. Plans for this controversial embassy sparked backlash from politicians in the government opposition, as well as street protests and even a warning from Washington. Trump really does not like Keir Starmer. Despite all the controversy, top officials from both countries met several times to discuss advancing the deal, where I'm sure there were strategic, rational reasons for going through with this. But while China was trying to build a spy base disguised as an embassy in the UK, they were sabotaging the UK's embassy in China. One source in the embassy said, "Sometimes our water supply goes missing," which is an interesting way of putting it. They're using our embassy to force us to do something about their embassy. Our one needs a complete remake. It is neglected. This behavior is not very sporting or diplomatic. Leave it to the British to call sabotage not very sporting. A conservative member of the parliament called these water shutoffs an appalling tactic, and yet the UK government seems prepared to give China this mega embassy, which everyone knows is a security risk. It is embarrassing for them. I call it Project Kowtow. Though they probably called it Project Ka-ching. This controversy ultimately became too much for the British government, at least for now, so it has delayed approval again for the embassy project, which has led China to warn the UK of consequences over these delays and claiming that the British are breaking their commitments. Yeah, how dare they not cancel but merely delay a project after a little measly sabotage? Now, London is denying that any such commitments were made and is reassuring the public that protecting the island's national security is its primary interest. But one of the UK's top planning lawyers has said that if the government did give any advanced assurances to China, approving the embassy would be unlawful. Basically, the whole thing is messier than an English breakfast. Now, I could end the episode here. After all, I don't want to make it seem like I'm harping too much on the UK, what with their 30 people a day being arrested for mean tweets and grooming gangs that I won't even bring up. But there is yet another China-related controversy that Britain is mired in. I'll get to that in a second. But first, if you like this kind of deep dive into what's really going on with China, you've got to subscribe to my premium website, ChinaUncensored.tv. That's where you'll see episodes and live streams we can't put on YouTube. And if you want to support China Uncensored, buying a membership is the best way you can. It's just the price of a bag of coffee. Once again, that's ChinaUncensored.tv. So, you ready for the other UK-China scandal? It has to do with the Chagos Archipelago. The UK controlled the territory, but in May, ceded it to the East African country Mauritius, which has very close ties to China. Remember that. It's important. This is a problem because the US and the UK have a shared military base here on the island of Diego Garcia. Not to worry, because Keir Starmer arranged for a 99-year lease of Diego Garcia so they could keep the base. But guess what? Now there are rumors China is in talks with Mauritius to get this island conveniently close to Diego Garcia. Now, the UK government says that's nonsense because Mauritius promised they wouldn't do something like that. I mean, it's right near a UK-US military base. If China got an island right next door, that would be a huge security risk and make the UK government look pretty stupid for agreeing to the whole thing. Did I mention Trump doesn't like Keir Starmer? So yes, the UK has a China problem. But hey, at least I'm proud of myself for not bringing up the 30 people a day being arrested for mean tweets or the grooming gangs. What do you think? Leave your comments below with that honeypot emoji. And click this button here to head over to my premium website. That's where you'll get exclusive content, live streams, and a chat with me and other China Uncensored fans. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. See you next time.